All right, Kenny Roczen. Wow, I've seen you ride a lot, so I've seen some great races. Just your starts were garbage, and you were wick. You can only go so fast on the track like that, and you were still going really fast. Good job.
Thank you. Honestly, like, I don't know. I would get the first one not, but second and third main, I got out of the gate good, and then wheel spin, and I think everybody does, but then I got swallowed up, and, you know, it gets decided within a thousandth of a second. Then also the first turn was so tight and so slippery, so even if you come in halfway decent, people are sliding all over. In the second one, I had to roll the whole section after, and then I was in the back, and I felt like I was going parade laps, like sight lap speed. I was just waiting. I'm like, it's almost like my heart rate never went up in the beginning. You know, normally I kind of get like aggressive, and I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and I don't know.
But then, like, next thing, I saw you buried, and I agree, you had a great jump in the third one, and then you got wheel spin. But then I look up and you're fifth, and I'm like, wait, what? So I don't know if you were just you were just that much better.
I honestly felt like I rode like garbage, especially in the second one. Like, I don't know, I just. It wasn't great. And then in the last one that I was really pissed about because I was buried and I saw Eli up front. I know Coop and I, we were tied, and I'm like, fuck, like I got to go. Yeah. So then I come around the turn before the triple and I hit the bumps, and my boot hit the rear brake. Oh, okay. And I cased the living crap out of that. And in the air, and I thought my hands were going to come off. I literally said in the helmet, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Cased it, went off the track into the tough logs. Coop and Vince went back by, and I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
So I had to go past them again, and then I just kind of attacked. And then once Eli was in front, and I saw those guys, I came closer, and I was gonna go after Hayden, but after the Red Cross thing, he gapped me, and then it was over. And it was like three or two laps ago, or whatever, and I just stayed where I was. But I do feel like I'm riding really well at the moment. Maybe the best I've ridden in a long time.
For sure. I thought your whoop speed wasn't the greatest, but also, you didn't make any mistakes in them. Your window was almost did them perfectly all the time. I felt, which was really good. Like. Everybody couldn't nail them consistently. I felt you did, even though maybe Christian was hitting them a little faster, let's say.
Yeah, I was. I felt like I was all right. And then the one time I passed Eli, I was really good in them. All the other rounds, I felt like I was one of the best guys in the whoops. So you kind of just, I guess, pick your battles a little bit. But I feel like I've just been solid. I haven't changed my motorcycle in months and months and months. Not even a click, no nothing. So I, even if it's not perfect, I trust it and I kind of know what to expect. So I work around it.
Yeah.
And but I honestly wish the track build was great, but they can't build a track with it bone dry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was no water in it, and said it was supposed to be a little bit of rain, whatever. Like, if it's going to rain, it's going to be a shit show anyway. So, but you can still put a little bit of moisture.
Yeah.
You don't have to go ham, but put some moisture
put
in it, because then this makes for garbage racing, I feel like. But
yeah, it looked tough. You like the format? You like these things, how they do it?
For the most part, yeah. Once the racing starts, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
The rest, they have been going back and forth with the schedule. I'm not a fan of, because we have one practice and then nothing for 3 or 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to relearn the track the second time we go out. I did like Vancouver because we're there on Friday anyway, so we had one practice on Friday.
Yeah.
And then Saturday we had nothing for the most part of the day, and then it's free practice, qualifying, Super Bowl, you know, whatever, and then keep going. So, I guess racing side, I'm fine. I wish they would make that practice maybe on Friday and then skip one.
So you're done with the series now. A little bit of controversy on why, but like whatever you want to say, I don't know. But you're done with the series now. Okay.
The part that ticks me off a little bit, that's been set in stone for a long time, and then now it's being said that, you know, I even read something where it's like Roczen kicked out of WSX, and I'm like, now it's being put that way. It's been set for a long time, but nobody mentioned it, and you know, and
Colt said it on my show. Colt said I'm filling in for Kenny at some point in World Supercross.
Yeah, so and I've talked about it for a while. I said I'm only doing a few, but then it just, you know, still looked like I was supposed to go to all of them, and it's not I wasn't, you know, and I never said that.
Some of their social media was saying he'll be there, like, which is not cool, but that's probably, I don't know if that's on purpose or just somebody mistaken, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you figure the person who runs a social media account doesn't really know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been talking about it. It's just, it's been set for a while, and you know, now I know that people are upset that I'm not going, but it's been for a while, and I don't know.
You're riding really well. We got a little time for Anaheim and all that, but and I don't even know, like, do you do a boot camp? You're old and you know what you're doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. At this point, I don't ever hear you, like, doing a boot camp so-and-so or just doing laps.
For me, so it's been hard. That ankle thing just really threw a curveball, because it was, you know, you walk into the surgery center. Normally when you get surgery, you're busted up, you're laying on the stretcher or whatever. I could run and walk, but I couldn't ride because I had no stability. It would twist and all kinds of stuff. So then I got surgery, and then for 3 months it was swollen. Did a lot of PT, trying to get stability and strength back in there. Really took a long time. But then I started racing, and I'm not fit enough, because I, for 2 months again, just said, like, I'm just going to stop what I'm doing. And then, of course, it looks bad, but I'm like, I wasn't race ready, you know, but I still got to go and do stuff. So all I was wanting, it's not necessarily so much commit to a boot camp, but I needed to be home for an extended period of time and get myself miserable without having to go race. And because honestly, like even with these races, it's not, you don't do anything all week. You know what I mean? Like you leave Sunday, the entire week's gone. You're trying to recover, jet lag, all this stuff. And then you race on Saturday. But I needed the day in, day out, like doing my laps, not overdo it in boot camp and go berserk. You know what I mean? But I needed to be home for a chunk of time and kind of get myself in the spot that I needed to.
Yeah. Feel good to win though tonight? Like for you, I mean.
I had to work for it. Like in the last one, my wife texted me and said, hey, you're tied with Cooper. And so I'm like, okay. Yeah. But I also know that the last race is worth more than all the other ones, you know? And then I was so far back again. I saw Eli up front. I'm like, God damn it. So, and then at one point, though, I did see that when I was fourth, I think, it said need one more. So it was either Hayden or Eli. And so then I started attacking a little bit, got Eli. And I wanted to go after Hayden, like I said. But then after a certain thing, he just kind of was too far away and it was two laps to go. So I just sat where I was at. And
you rode really well, man. Good job. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it.